Sloss Furnaces was Birmingham's symbol of the steel industry, giving it the nickname Magic City. After halting production of pig iron in 1970, a grassroots effort prevented the site from being torn down. Sloss opened almost 40 years ago as a National Historic Landmark, and to its first curator, Paige Wainwright, it was critical to continue pouring iron.
It was really her idea to start a metal arts program. And it started with blacksmithing, and this would have been in the 80s.
That's Karen Utz, Sloss's historian and interim director. She says the metal arts program attracted welders and sculptors, some with degrees in architecture and metallurgy. And these individuals became instructors in the program and taught different ways to make things out of metal.
That will open the door for other young people to come in and start a new career that perhaps they would have never had the chance to before.
Careers like welding or even art, they do it through Sloss's summer youth apprenticeship, which just wrapped up for the summer. No pun intended here, but it's molding young casters. Ajane Williams is an artist and trainer. He was a student worker in the program just 8 years ago. He says it's important to teach this art to the youth and
give them that spark I got when I got into the summer youth program. It feels good to teach these kids and inspire them to do more and create and find out what they want to do in this world.
Nicely done. Very good. Maybe weld right through those other welds. Yeah. It'll just melt it. We should go ahead and do that.
I went to Sloss to get a peek of the students' work. Everett Fasking is a student at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. He has always been fascinated with iron casting and sculpting. He says he's admired it from afar. But these days, he's up close and personal with the mold of hands.
For my final project, I took a fascination with hands, the kind of overwhelming power that they have. They can create, they can destroy, and that's kind of the power that I wanted to harness in my sculpture.
Everett is smiling from ear to ear because he's so passionate about art. He says he gets goosebumps just talking about it. Everett is about to be a senior, and I ask him if the program has given him an idea of what he wants to do post-graduation.
Oh, definitely. Especially with the skill of, like, welding and kind of torch cutting. I can go into so many different fields with that skill alone.
Everett likes having options. Welding is a high-paying trade in high demand, which he says opens the door for other possibilities.
This program gives a person so many opportunities to do whatever they want. I personally, the dream is to become a professional sculptor.
Utz says the summer youth apprenticeship stays true to Sloss's mission, give people a sense of the significance of industry through education and hands-on experience with metal arts.
Yeah, let's get everybody together and we can do the demo.
Birmingham's history and future flows through Sloss Furnaces, which now takes a more artistic, cultural approach compared to the days the city's economy ran on pig iron. For WBHM, I'm Janae Pierre.